If you have your Bible this morning, turn to Proverbs chapter 2. And let's stand and honor reading God's Word. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. Y'all awake this morning? Amen. Amen. All right. And the Word says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for the hidden treasures. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you this morning again. I praise you and I honor you and thank you for the opportunity to be in your house, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for calling me to the ministry, Lord God. And I thank you every time I stand behind this pulpit, Lord, ask you to forgive me of anything that I don't know about in my life, Lord God, and just let me stand back and get out of the way, Lord God. And Father, you speak through me to your people, Lord. And Father, just I pray that your word this morning, Father, would not fall on deaf ears, Lord God. But Father, that you speak to people the way you spoke to me about this chapter in Proverbs this week, Lord God. And Father, we just want to praise you and want to honor you, Lord God. And Father, I pray more than anything for one here that doesn't know you, Lord God, that they make their way to you today. And God, we give you the praise and give you the honor. In your name we pray. Amen. Have you ever, I was reading this one night this week, way early in the morning, and have you ever had somebody tell you about a certain kind of food or something that you never have ate before, and you've heard it pretty good, but you really don't know. And so when they give you the opportunity to have it, to taste it, you taste it, you just get a little bit, and you say, I don't like that, or I don't like that. You know what I'm talking about? It's no good. Just make up your mind just like that. Solomon, son of David, is talking in Proverbs about God. And these verses that we're going to go over this morning are some of the most simplest verses that you'll ever hear. And so it's just like the food you taste. A lot of times you and I as people will say, we'll make up our mind just like that. I don't like it. I'm through with it. And Solomon, in his writings here, is telling us that if we want to know Christ, if we want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, this is what we got to do. And I tell you this morning, if you will do what this says, I've been writing Proverbs 1 and 2, I think we're on 3 in my devotional now that I send out each morning. But if you will pay attention to this, just like God tells us, he tells us to pay attention. And the very first he said, here's the way I picture this. Everybody's in the Christmas mode. I think about sitting on my daddy's knee. That's what when I was reading this the other morning, just something about it. I said, you know, God is talking to me, and I'm his son, and he wants me, you may be a son or a daughter, and he wants to talk to me. And so he just plainly, it's just like a man, like your daddy, like your grandpa. One day when you was a kid, stopping everything and just sitting down and talking to you and telling you about life. And he says, my son, if you receive my word and treasure my commandments within you, if you receive it, and that goes back to that, what I was trying to say about tasting food. A lot of times people will just get a little taste of Jesus. They don't go all the way with it. And they never know, and I tell you right now, you will never know the joy and the peace that God can give you in your life throughout any situation until you receive his word. You take his word in. I'm talking about, let me think of something I hate. I don't know anything I hate. I eat everything. That's what's wrong with me. But you think of the worst food that you ever put in your mouth, you spit it out. God says, receive it. Don't take it and spit it out. Receive it. Swallow it. Chew on it. Like a cow chews her cud. Chew on it. Receive it. Let it come into your head. Understand what it says. And he says here, he said, and treasure my commandments within you. Treasure them. How do you treasure God's word? Simply, and all this guy was asking me the other night. He was putting in my, do you treasure God's word? Is it treasure? Or do you, you know, this Bible is the only thing that's going to stand throughout all this. Everything else is going to fall down. And God says, how do you treasure my commandment? In other words, do you take this book home tonight or this afternoon when you get home? Or you, a lot of you use cell phones now to read the Bible. I do too. You take that cell phone, you go to Proverbs chapter 2, we go over it, and you cut it off when we say amen, and that's it the next week. If you're doing that, you're not getting the word. You're not receiving the word. In order to receive the word, you've got to get into the word. In order to do something that you love, and he says, treasure my commandments, you want to do it all the time. You want to be in it. And people, that is the only way that you will ever live a good Christian life, a life as a born-again believer, is you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, all the time. It's not just about Sunday morning. And that is what the writer here is trying to tell us, is that we should treasure his commandments and treasure them within you. Within you. Nothing can, something that is within you, nobody can do anything about. He treasured his word within your soul, within your heart. And he says, so that you incline your ear for wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. If you want to get it, you incline your ear to it. In other words, you listen to it. Some of you may be sitting back there right now, playing with your telephone. And I'm up here reading, talking about God's word, reading God's word. Incline your ear to hear what God is saying to you through his word. You can sit in church. I've sat in church for years and years. My dad was a preacher, everybody knows him. I sat there hard-headed as anybody. I wasn't paying a bit of attention to it. But God said, if you want it, if you want to receive it, he says, treasure my commandment and incline your ear. In other words, incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. You see, before you can do anything, before you can learn anything, I don't care if a doctor, a lawyer, cooking, hunting, fishing, unless you apply your will to it, your heart to it, you're not going to never learn how to do it. You've got to want to do it. And so the question God is asking us this morning, do we want God as much as we want a lot of things that's going on in our life today? Do we want God, do we want Jesus Christ in our life today as much as we want to go to a football game or go to a Christmas party or see the kin folks during the Christmas season? You yearn to see that. You say, well, you know, I used to have an aunt that lived in Arizona, and they came home every Christmas. And I really, and I loved my Aunt Betsy, and I could not wait to see her come each year. And see, in order to have God, in order to receive God, he said to incline, to try, reach out, to listen, to hear, to give your all to it, and you'll receive it. He says, apply your heart, apply your heart, apply your understanding. And listen to them. Yes, if you cry out for discernment, understanding is what that is, and lift up your voice for understanding. And listen. This is the one that really speaks out at us. This is how hard God wants you to reach out to him and receive him. Says, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure. I promise you, I could stand in this pulpit when I get through here today and say, we have just found out that 50 years ago when they first tore down this old school building over here, that somebody buried 150 solid gold dollars. We know they're here. We know they're somewhere out here. I promise you, people would tear the church ground up looking for that money. Yeah, so they would. People would tear the whole place up trying to find that money. Everybody here would have a metal detector next week. Everybody would be trying to get that treasure. That's what God is talking about, His Word. People, gold and silver is nothing. As a matter of fact, the streets of heaven are going to be made of gold. The reason it's going to be made of gold, because gold ain't nothing to God. God, the treasure that God has stored up us, the treasure that God has stored for us in heaven is greater than anything that you can ever imagine. Yet, for earthly things, for things that we think we want, that we think we need, we will go to the extent of just like the writer says here. If you really want it, seek it like silver and gold. There are people in the 18th, on the California gold rush that want come from Oregon to California, from up in New York and all the way across the country to California, brought their wife, kids, and everything they had, and a lot of them died on the way because they were looking for gold. That meant nothing, because gold tarnishes. Gold loses its value. God will never lose His value. And He said, if you want me, seek me, reach out for me, dig for me, incline your ear for me. And then He says, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. Now this is what I want to get this in the crowd. The fear of the Lord. You may say, what do you mean by fear of the Lord? Well, Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, is the beginning of understanding. And that fear that I talk about right now is something that's not in this world anymore. People don't fear. People don't, they have no care for authority. They don't care about the law. And the reason they don't is because they don't fear the law, because the world that we live in is broken down a law where everybody's right. Nobody's wrong. God says, you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. If you fear the Lord, fear of the Lord. Some of you may be here that, yeah, there's a lot of us that's old enough. That might, you remember your daddy and your mama, your high school principal, your football coach? I guarantee you, Pop Foster down at Cold Springs, the ag teacher, I guarantee you there every kid, it didn't make no difference how big you was or if you was a senior or in the second grade, you knew that Coach Bill Hunter or Pop Foster or Mr. Dabney, we feared them people because we knew that if we messed up, they were gonna get us. God says to fear Him and understand who He is, that's the beginning of knowledge. If you fear God, then you understand there's authority more higher than you are, and God is God, and we're nothing. We're His children. He gave His life on that cross to die for, but we must fear Him to obey Him, to do what He wants us to do. Fear the Lord. And it says to fear the Lord, and in chapter 9, verse 10, is the beginning of knowledge, to fear. I promise you the reason that I had a whole lot of bumps down the road, but the reason that I am here right now today is because when I was a kid, I feared my daddy. Patty's daddy, I feared him because he had full reins on me and Reagan. Whatever he don't do, just do it. I was scared. A lot of these kids go out today, they're not scared to do anything because there's no consequences to anything they do. God says, if you fear me, that's you starting to get it. Because I'm going to tell you something, people. This whole world that we live in is in a bad, bad way. Worse than it's ever been. And I promise you, the Lord is not going to put up with it much longer. You better fear Him and you better get your heart right with the Lord Jesus Christ, because if you don't, you're going to be left behind here in all this mess. And so if you want to know God, if you want to learn who God is, if you want to really do what He said, if you really want to eat the whole pie instead of just getting a little taste of it, you know, if you're starving hungry and you just get a little bite of something, you haven't done nothing. But if you eat the whole course, you're full. God wants you to listen. God wants you to receive. God wants you to ask Him for understanding. God wants you to get that understanding and fear Him and do what it is that He wants you to do. It says, for the Lord, verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom from His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. You say, what are you talking about? The Lord from His mouth? People, this word is God's mouth. This word is alive. This word is real. And from God's mouth, it was written, inspired men to write every word in it. And He is just telling you, if you want me, you reach out and get me. But just like everything else, I keep on going back to the very beginning of this. You have got to want it. You can't just play with it. You got to want it. Do you want love God enough to get up in the morning, an hour before you're supposed to get up, and study His Word? Do you love the Lord enough that before you go to bed at night, you have a prayer and read a couple of verses that you give Him time? Do you love Him enough that when you eat, you pray? Do you love Him enough that people can tell you're a Christian by the way you live? God said, from me, nobody else, from His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. And people, in the day and time that we live in, we need to live upright. We need to live with God, because people, we need to know. That's the only one is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that can walk us through this and get us out of this, that can take our hand. He's the only one. There's nobody else. And He says, if you want me, just love me. Just reach out. All you got to say is, I believe. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He says right here in verse 7, He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. It takes a lot of wisdom, a lot of courage, a lot of stamina in order to live a Christian life today in the world that we live in. There's people all around us that don't care. They do not care. There's lawlessness all around us. All these things that God tells us is going to happen is happening, and God is still the same, and He wants you to reach out to Him, to fear Him. If you don't understand it, just ask Him. If you don't understand God, just ask Him. Right now, the telephone is one of the best things that ever created and the worst thing. You can take that telephone and you can put anything in it and it will give you an answer. You can put a Bible verse in there. You can put part of a verse in there and all of a sudden it'll pop up right there on the screen. There's no excuse for us not to get into God's Word. What we want to do is live the way we want to do and do what we want to do, and God's going to take care of it. Well, God's already taken care of it on the cross. He gave His life. He gave His Son to die on that cross at Calvary. He shed His blood. And now He tells you, if you want me, you got to reach out and get me. It's free. Don't cost nothing. You don't have to change your ways. He'll take care of all that. You don't have to quit a habit that you got. All you got to do is come to Jesus and say, Lord, I realize now that I can't make it. But Lord, I want You to give me the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding to understand You and how You operate in my life, and give it to You. And that's all you got to do. He says, if you ask me, I'll give it to you. He says, if you have not, You have not because you ask not. Ask and believe and you shall receive. All we got to do is believe and do it. But people, there's more to it than just taking the preacher's hand and getting baptized. There's a whole lot more to it. That is the initial stage when you give your heart to God. After that, you got to get into God's Word. And the devil is going to do everything that he can do to stop you from every time you open up his Word, every time you turn that telephone on and put it on the Bible app and read something. Something is going to happen to get your attention, and that's the devil. I guarantee you, if you want to get with God, cut the TV off, cut the radio off, cut everything off, find you somewhere that you can get with God, and sit down and ask him, Lord, I'm seeking wisdom. I'm seeking knowledge. I want to understand, Lord. And Lord, I fear you, and I want to know you. And that's And do that. And if you do it, God will come into your heart and save your soul. You have to continually do this. I've told this 1,000 times, but it's the best illustration there that I could ever have. And I say it, you have to have a relationship with God. And I know I may be double-crossing and back and saying it over and over. That's the point God wants you to know this morning. You have to have a relationship. It's not just, you come to church on Sunday morning and go home and that's it the next Sunday. That's not it. It's an everyday relationship. When I was 20-something years old, 21 years old, I met Joanna. I use this illustration all the time, talking about a relationship. And she was in her last semester of college up there in Fish and Go Home. And I met her. And I wanted to be with her all the time. And I had a 60-something Ford pickup. I burned it up going back and forth to Bel Air in Houston every weekend, every time I was off. Because I wanted a relationship. You have got to want a relationship with Jesus Christ in order to get. You got to put something. God has already gave his son. He died on the cross at Calvary, and all we got to do is accept it. I told the people at the grace side service yesterday, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting. That's all it is. You got to believe God. You got to believe Jesus is the Son of God. And you got to believe that draws you to him is the Holy Spirit that lives within us right now today and is right here. But you got to put the effort in it to get it. It's free. He paid the price for our sin. But you got to do something. In everything that you do, you got to do something. If you're a professional football player, a baseball player, a professional athlete, you have to train and train and train and train and train. There's a guy up at the gym in Huntsville that goes, and I'm talking about, he's nearly 7 foot tall and that wide. And he trained all summer, he'll be here. He plays football for Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he trains, and I talked to him in the dressing room, and I said, what are you doing? He said, working. I got to do this every day. In order to stay in God, not in his grace, in order to get that relationship with God, you have got to put an effort in it to do it. Reading God's word is just like lifting weights, running on a diet. You've got to discipline. You have got to discipline yourself to do what God says. And he says, the good part, again in verse 7, he says, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equality, and every good path. And if you ask him, He will get it. It said, then you will understand. And not only will you understand, he is going to, what's he say? He is going to guard your pathways. Guard your path. He is going to be there for you all the time. And he is. God is there. You know, God is. I'm going through a crisis in my life now like I've never been in before. But there's no doubt in my mind that God is there. There's no doubt. The first doctor that told me I had cancer said, I believe, I'm a believer, and I know that there's a reason for this. I know there's a reason. And I know God has got my hand, and I know there's a lot of people sitting out there this morning that's hurting in one way or another. Maybe family crisis, maybe at school, money, whatever it is. God says that he will help you and he will love you and he will guide you if you will just ask him for the wisdom and the knowledge. And the only way you're going to get wisdom or knowledge from God is to get into his word and to get in prayer. You cannot and will not ever grow in your Christian walk without getting into God's word. Amen. No way. It's impossible. Get in God's word and pray. And get into a church that you can learn the truth of the Bible. There's so many churches out there today that are not preaching the truth of the Bible. God said, if you want this knowledge, if you want this understanding, if you want to receive my word, if you want to receive my son, apply. Do it. There wouldn't be any groceries in anybody's house if some farmer that planted that corn crop out there, all the food that we grow, there wouldn't be any on our shelves had that farmer just planted it and let it come up and die. You've got to go get it. It's there, but you've got to reach out and get it. Let's pray. Father God, I come to you this morning, and Lord, I praise you and I honor you. God, I know that this is just so simple that it's almost too simple. But God, I pray right now and just ask you, Lord God, to touch the hearts of your people. I pray, Lord God, for one here today, God, that doesn't know you. God, that they'd make their way to you, Lord, and Father, give you their life. And Father, not only give you their life, reach out for that relationship that you yearn for us to have, Lord. God, help us today and guide us and direct us and protect each and every one of us. Father, I pray for those of us here that have lost loved ones, Lord. Pray, God, for all the hurt that there is in this world, Lord God. But I pray right now, God, that you would just send your Holy Spirit into this church, Lord. And I know that your Spirit is tugging at the hearts of people right now to come down here to this altar and pray, Lord God. And Father, I give you the praise and I give you the honor. And in your name I pray. Amen.